about her name.
Yeah, Violet. Huh, Violet?
Yeah, let's get your hat.
Oh, my Violet. Oh, my big girl. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Woke and Broke podcast, season 2. I'm here with my lovely wife, Stephanie.
Hey guys, we're fucking back.
And I got my mother-in-law, Alma.
Hello.
And we got the special, special guest. She's here. Violet Ray. Violet, any words for the people? No?
She's reaching for the phone.
Yeah, reaching for the phone. That's what we get. Maybe she'll talk. So, you know, she'll be in and out the podcast, you know, talking, crying, laughing. Don't mind her. It's just us being parents. And, yeah, let's get to it, you know. I wanted to definitely catch you guys up on the past, what?
8 months.
8 months of our lives, you know. It was a roller coaster, you know.
Definitely.
Ups and downs, a lot of, happy moments, a lot of sad moments, and here we are. And, you know, Violet just turned 8 months, so no better time than now, I guess, to stop by and let you guys in on everything. Mother, what did you think when I broke down the news to you? Were you surprised?
I wasn't surprised, because I kind of knew already, mm-hmm. but... She was coming, but the only thing that I can say is that for me it's been amazing. It's definitely a different feeling, and I'm really happy. I'm trying to enjoy her every day.
Yeah. She loves you. You guys have a special bond. I know sometimes she wants to be with you most, and we're like, what the heck?
I know. Sometimes she just wants grandma with her, and I don't mind that. You know, she makes me happy.
Yeah. What about you, Bim? How do you feel about the past 8 months?
It's definitely been, like, the craziest time in my life. Obviously, you know, it's, like, a huge change becoming a mother. And it's definitely humbling, you know, learning a whole lot of things. And I don't know, it's also been, like, the happiest time of my life too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of feelings that I don't know, I never thought I would have. I never really thought I would be a mother. So it's honestly like, it's been amazing. Like every day I just wake up so grateful that she's by our side. And mm-hmm. I tell you every day, like, I'm just so happy, you know?
Yeah.
She definitely changed our lives.
Yeah, she brightens our day.
Every day. The thing that makes me really, really happy is that no matter what, she always has a smile for us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, even when she has rough days, as uh-huh. soon as she sees us or, you know, as soon as we say hi or whatever, she has the biggest smile for us.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that I'm very grateful.
Exactly, yeah. And she's such a cool kid, huh? She's just mm-hmm. so happy all the time. And
even from when she was born, you know? My wife was, you know, giving birth, and she was having a C-section, and the baby was crying, and as soon as she was born, I walked over, you know, and just from me saying hi to her and telling her everything was okay, she started calming down. And
yeah, she got... She literally got quiet, like she stopped crying right away, and everybody was like, wow, she recognized Dad's voice right away. Everybody yeah. was so surprised. She just, the room just got silent. It was the coolest thing ever. She yeah. really, really loves her dad.
Yeah.
She's excited right now. She's jumping around.
She loves her food. What is she eating?
She's eating carrots and apples right now.
Carrots and apples. Was there something that you remember eating a lot that you liked? Or that she liked, Mom? You're the one that fed her.
She liked everything. Mm-hmm. But I remember when I was pregnant, I used to love applesauce. And now I can't.
Me too, huh?
Yeah.
And now it doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't do it for me anymore, the apple. Not even the apple pie, but I mean, I used to love it when I was pregnant.
Did you have any antojos? Any cravings?
No, not really. Just the applesauce and then the grape juice. I don't know why. I used to drink a lot of grape juice.
Yeah. Grape juice is good.
I know.
I like cranberry juice. I think
for me it was ice cream, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of Baskin runs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
I think that was a big thing. Like, I had to have ice cream, like, every day. But yeah. I think that's just, I really love ice cream.
Me too.
Yeah.
I can have that every single day.
We went to DQ today and had a nice dipped cone.
Yeah. I usually get a Blizzard, but today I was like, I'm in a dipped cone mood. It was really bomb. And Violet, we were trying to like see if she wanted to try the ice cream. But we would like put it up to her and she would turn away because she was just confused. She was like, what the heck is that?
She's like, this is a trick. I know this.
So she didn't try any. That's okay.
Yeah. But she has two bottom teeth now, so that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
We can give her a little harder foods now, you know, and she's, you know, cheesing all the time, showing off those teeth.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was funny.
She just had her doctor visit, and that was pretty good, you know. Everything went well.
Yeah, so we've just been being parents. Dad's also got a new job.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Juan who's listening right now. He opened up a new chapter for my life, you know. As some of you know, I got in trouble in the past, and there was just no work for me. So I'm just really grateful for this opportunity, and I've been loving it. For those of you who don't know, I'm an apprentice, a paid apprentice to be an electrician. And I go to school as well on top of work. So dad's pretty busy, but, you know, I don't complain. I come home and Violet's there, you know, smiling big. And that's what I do, you know, what I do every day, you know.
Yeah. And I hang out with Violet all day. It's super fun.
Yeah.
I know. But we can't complain. We're being very, very blessed.
Yeah.
So blessed. You know?
I moved to Poway, for people that don't know. I've been in Poway for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes from my work, and I love it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Poway one time. Shout out to Marco listening, you know, P-Town.
No, it's been awesome, though. My mom also got, like, huge. I mean, she's always been a baker, but she got into breads now. So she's been making a bunch of conchas, roscas. Fucking all types of shit. Even, on New Year's, we had tamales.
Yes.
That's so bomb.
And today we had a nice vegetarian dish of chile rellenos.
Mm-hmm.
With...
And cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very good.
Couscous.
Yeah, we had couscous, so... That's what we've been eating over here.
Been eating good over here, and Violet can testify. Huh, Violet? We've been eating good. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been busy with the baby, you know, slowing down. Our life has definitely slowed down more, you know, COVID's gone up and down.
Yeah.
So it's just all at your own personal choice, you know, to make that choice for however you want to move forward in life with this disease, whether you believe it or not, you know.
Yeah, we're just trying to stay safe, I guess, you know? But it's just like, what can you do?
Yeah.
Like, everybody's just trying their best. I mean, you would hope, you know?
Yeah.
People are trying their best.
Yeah.
Yeah, for us, you know, for some of us that we can't stop working, we're just trying to do our best, you know? Go to work, come home, and... And doing that every day and trying to enjoy the baby.
Yeah.
It's crazy how, like, every day she has a different milestone.
I know. Yeah.
Like, she's, like, saying something new or doing a new gesture or something. It's just, it's crazy how fast they grow. Like, I know that's, like, so cliche, but it just, like, blows my mind. Like, every time I look back at her pictures, even, like, a month ago or, like, a week ago, it seems like... Like, I can't believe it, you know?
I know, time goes really fast. Yeah. Like, the other day I was looking at the picture when she was born, and I'm like, man, 8 months went, like, really fast, you know? Yeah. And she grew so fast. And
yeah. She's tall. I feel like she's going to be tall.
She is.
Even from, like, her Halloween picture and that little pumpkin, like, yeah. She's not the same girl that I remember taking pictures of uh-huh. like that. Like, she's changing all the time. It seems like it's, you know, it's always changing, especially now that she's, like, flipping and flopping everywhere she wants to crawl, and it's just, it's awesome. She's mm-hmm. always energized, you know, and even when she's down, you know, you just breastfeed her a little, and that's all it takes, and she's just, like...
She's happy again.
Yeah. She's very low maintenance. She's like a Toyota.
No, but it's so exciting, like, obviously all the chapters, like, we've been through and everything, and then obviously everything to come is also so exciting, you know?
Yeah. It was definitely a confusing time for me. Not, like, feeling like I have to be more excited about life in general, or, like, you know, with Violet mm-hmm. coming and having to bury Frankie, you know, the day before my birthday. It's just, like... It was weird. It was a weird time as soon as she was born, you know? Everything exactly. happened so quick that exactly. it just has seemed like, I don't know. Some days are harder than others, you know? And I don't know. At the end of the day, like, it sucks.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think she's here to...
To help.
To help yeah. with that also.
And she has. And she has.
You know, because no matter how bad we have our days, you know, at work, that sometimes it's rough, or sometimes we're worried about COVID, you know, that some people tested positive or whatever. Once we come home and we see her face, you know, everything changes for us.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, like, I think just in general, grieving and continuing with your life is really hard, you know?
Yeah.
Like, especially me with my dad, like, how he's not here, and, you know, like, I'm a mom, whatever, you know. Like, I don't know, it's sad, like, having to go through another chapter with them not here, you know? Yeah. Like, physically, because obviously we know that, like, spiritually, like, they're our guides, they're here, whatever, but it just, like, it sucks to not be able to, like, physically... hug them and listen to their words of encouragement.
Yeah.
You know?
And I always wonder, like, what they think of how you're doing and stuff, you know? Things like that. Like,
yeah.
I think about that too, you know?
They will be proud of you because, in my opinion, you are the best parent, you know? She's a really good mom. It surprised me that no matter how hard, you know, sometimes the days are, you know, like, especially when she was a newborn, that she was breastfeeding, like, every 2 hours, and she was awake most of the time. I never see you, you know, complaining. You were always smiling. You were always talking to her, like, really, really happy. So I'm very proud of you guys, because you guys are doing an amazing job.
Thank you, Mom.
You know, you try to do your research about everything, mm-hmm. you know, she's doing great, so.
Yeah, I think, that's been really difficult, you know, like, keeping a positive attitude, but I definitely make it a priority to keep a positive attitude, especially with her. Anytime I'm talking to her, I talk to her nice. I don't ever, like, you know what I mean? Like, not that there's a reason to, you know, she's a baby, but I never complain about her. Never.
Never.
Because I'm so grateful, you know? I prayed for this for years. We wanted this for a very long time, and you know, God gave it to us, and so I'm not gonna ever complain about it, you know? And yes, it's difficult, especially like my mom said, being awake a lot. Some days, most days actually, for a long time, for months, I was awake for 20 hours every day.
Yeah.
I was only getting 4 hours of sleep every day. And I was like, it was just terrible on my mind, you know? But, yeah, like, we got through it.
It's okay, Riley. It's okay.
We all got through it together. And obviously, if it's not an easy time for me, it's not an easy time for her either, you know? When she's up and she's crying and she's upset. Like, I don't want her to be upset or crying or whatever. She's in discomfort. So, like, it would be selfish for me to be worrying about myself when she's the one that's suffering, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, when they're teething and things like that, it's like, I'm not worried about me and my sleep. I'm worried about her and how I can relieve her pain, you know? Putting the little gel on her teeth, giving her the little numbing stuff, like, just trying my best to make her comfortable, you know?
I know.
Yeah, and I've definitely witnessed that, you know, with you, and your job is different, you know? You're not clocking in, clocking out after 8 hours, even like me, 10 hours, like, you know, it's an all-day thing, all-night thing for you. So I thank you for that. I think you're doing a wonderful job, and I'm really proud of you. I tell you all the time, you're my super mom, and you're always trying your best. And I think everyone's proud of you.
Thank you, guys.
I am proud of you.
Thank you.
Don't forget that.
Thank you, Mom.
And your boy is forklift certified, so, you know. Shout out to me one time. And I started school this week, and that was interesting. I had to sign a waiver where I can't talk about it too much, so I just, it's kind of scary, you know, your first day, and you're like watching a active shooter video. Yeah, that was like my first experience back at school, you know, and I'm like, sick. But yeah, you know, times have changed. There's been only more shootings since we've graduated, right?
Yeah.
So it's scary. People are crazy nowadays, you know? You're not crazy nowadays, but crazier times now, you know? People are more desperate for things, and crime rate just going up.
Also, I think it has to do with the people that, you know, with the virus, and creates a lot more stress.
And the lack of help.
Yeah.
You know.
That too. You know.
Exactly.
The uncertainty that we don't know what's going to happen. You know, we'll wish that it's going to get over, but then come back and you don't know what to do because you kind of put your life on hold.
Exactly.
And
you're like, oh, well, I'm going to wait till things get better to do this, and then things are just not getting better.
I know. I was paying my gym membership, but I said, oh, I'm going to wait until this goes down a little bit. And then I realized it's not going to go away, you know, so I just canceled my membership.
Yeah. I want to say I canceled mine for the same reason, but I probably canceled mine before COVID, you know. But let's just go with that, too, yeah. But, you know, I got my dad bought. I'm good. But now, yeah, I definitely feel that, especially with Violet, you know, everyone wanting to see her and just trying to make conscious decisions and try to be safe, you know?
Yeah.
And it's hard, you know, because I wish that I could have everyone over who wants to see her, you know? She's a blessing, you know?
Or go to get-togethers or...
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or even just, like, have a baby shower or any of that stuff. Like, I wish I would have been able to experience that, but it's mm-hmm. just, like, I wasn't gonna, like, put myself at risk, you know, pregnant with her and
Yeah.
All of that.
And we always said, oh, then we'll have like a
welcome show.
Yeah, but now we're like manos. Manos is as manos. Yeah.
But we're good, you know, we can't complain.
We're thinking about our first birthday if things are
better.
But it's like, again, it doesn't seem like things
are
moving in the right direction.
For anyone who doesn't keep up with the social media, at least on my page, who's just kept up with the podcast, there's things like quick updates on Violet, like her first word was papa, so that was cool. Mm-hmm. She said it like first couple of days. She hasn't really said it since, so mm-hmm. maybe I just got lucky. Just but we've been practicing a lot of sign language with her.
Oh yeah, she signs to us. She's very close to crawling.
Yeah.
I think that's going to happen.
And she has a grip. I'm always like playing with a toy and holding it and having her pull. And man, she pulls my hand sometimes. I'm like, oh man, she's strong.
Yeah.
Healthy, healthy girl.
Yeah. She's still breastfeeding, so that's like a huge accomplishment for me.
Because it was not easy, you know?
Yeah.
At the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough to be a food source and a comfort source and all of that for a tiny human, but so worth it. Honestly, I always thought, like, I don't want kids, they're a burden, blah, 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 blah. But honestly, it's been like the greatest thing to ever happen to me. Yes. I can't imagine it any other way. Do I want to do it again? Probably not. But only because I want Violet to be an only child so she could be spoiled.
Never mind.
We can go places.
Yeah. And obviously, yeah, we want to make travel a priority, and I feel like that's way easier with just one, you know?
Yeah.
It's easier to buy one ticket than to buy two or three.
Exactly. Yeah. And even just in general, like, I don't know, you know, siblings fight a lot and all of that.
Yeah. All the time, if we ever change our minds, you know, but I'm in no rush. I want to enjoy it as much as I can, you know, because I definitely love being a girl dad, and I always knew that I was going to have a daughter, and she's more than I could imagine, you know, and she's close with me, you know, and I bond with her all the time, and
there's been
times where I come home from work, and she just throws herself at me and hugs me tight, and I get emotional, you know, because like I said, dad's busy, but she appreciates the time when that she's with me, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a beautiful feeling that I'm, you know, and I tell Stephanie, I'm like, man, I can't wait till I get like a real hug from her, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's like, hey, can I have a hug, dad, type of thing, but she's already doing it, and having her calm down with me and fall asleep is a nice feeling, you know? I remember, like, a couple of weeks ago, I was putting her to sleep, and she was holding my finger just to, like, you know, calm down and go to sleep. So that's cool. Get these little moments, these little special moments. They kind of just last forever in your head, you know. And again, you look at pictures and time's only going by, so you enjoy it, because I know eventually she's not going to want to be on my shoulders. Not going to want to be home and want to be out with her friends. But it's okay, you know. We've all been there. We were all kids. You know? As much as we try to be the cool parents, there's going to be a point where she's just not going to want to hang out, you know. But that's okay.
That's okay. And she already has her personality.
Yeah.
She's showing her personality already, and I love that.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. How crazy it is that, you know, like being so small and they can show their personality.
I think she's gonna be a little fashionista too, because when I show her her clothes, she gets like so excited to put it on, huh? Yeah, she really loves just like, I don't know, she loves everything, colors and everything. She's just She's always so happy.
And when she doesn't like it, she throws it out. Uh-huh. Like, she throws it. Like, she doesn't like it.
Uh-huh. She'll literally, like, throw it, and then you'll put it back, like, in front of her, and she'll throw it to the side again. Like, mm-hmm. No, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
You know, being so small, and they can choose, you know? Or just the fact that sometimes she wants to be with me.
Yeah.
Or sometimes she just wants dad. Yeah. And sometimes she just wants mom. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's the coolest thing that, like, she'll put her arms out and, like, jump to you, you know? Like, she knows who she wants to be with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. Sometimes I feel really special when she wants to be with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, she loves me.
Yeah.
You know?
Me too. Even with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even when she's with him and when she wants to come back with me, like, I still feel, like, so special. And I'm like, she hangs out with me all day, but I still feel special when she wants to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's an honor.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're all fighting for attention.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Who gets attention first?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for me, it's amazing. You know, it's a feeling that I never imagined, you know? And just the first time that I saw her when she was born,
mm-hmm.
they took her to the room and I saw her and I was like, oh my God, I fell in love right away. And I was like, oh my God, how can I, you feel this love with this little piece, you know?
Yeah.
When I was going through the C-section after they, you know, after Violet was born and they were finishing sewing me up, they told Vincent, okay, Dad, you know, here's the baby and now, you can go to the room. And mm-hmm. I was like, no, I don't want him to leave me. And they were like, well, he has to go with the baby. And I was like, no, the baby can go to the room with my mom, but he needs to stay here with me. Like, I was not about to be in there by myself getting sewed up. You know? And also, the epidural wore off on, like, half of my body. So I was, like, feeling everything. And I ended up, like, throwing up while they were, like,
stitching me up. Yeah,
because of the pain of everything. But they told me they couldn't give me any more numbing medicine because they were almost done. So yeah. I just had to endure it, I guess. But yeah, and then, man, after that, it was literally just like everything went by so fast after that.
I know, but your recovery, it was like really, really fast.
I had like the easiest C-section recovery of all time, honestly.
Shout out to Scripps.
Yeah, I was literally walking like within hours of my C-section. Sitting up, everything. I was doing everything, honestly. Just, it was an easy recovery. It was a lot easier than I thought. But I did research on everything, like, for birthing, you know, like, literally everything, how to push, how to whatever, how to advocate for myself. But, the only thing I didn't do research on was C-sections, and because I was like, there's no way, like, I'm not. But the reason why she had to be born by C-section was because she had the umbilical cord around her neck and, like, her heart rate was dropping and it was getting dangerous. So, we just decided to
play it smart and just go that route.
Yeah, just go that route, And no regrets. It was a good, very good choice. And she did really well after that. And thankfully, she was fine. She didn't have to have, like, no, like, NICU stay or anything like that. Like, she just, she was fine. We came home, and that's when it was, like, a little more tough. She was, well, at first she was sleeping kind of good, huh? Like, 4 hours stretches and stuff. I think it was, like, around, like, 4 weeks that she had her first sleep regression.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it started getting difficult. Because we had to start, like, staying up pretty much all night with her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, once she got to, like, 5 months, 6 months, she was sleeping through the night.
Yeah.
Like, 12 hours, 13 hours, and she still does. She recently started waking up once a night, and all we do is like change her diaper and rock her back to sleep, and she's fine. So thankfully she's a really good sleeper, but I think we definitely established that at the beginning by responding to her every single time, you know? Every single time she cried or whatever, we were just there automatically for her.
And it's only,
she trusts us.
Exactly. You know? It only makes it easier for us because now she trusts us when she's feeling tired, you know?
Yeah, like it's so crazy because when she gets tired, she just looks over at us, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we put it on our shoulders, she literally just lays down. We rock her a little bit, and she falls asleep.
Well, sometimes she even put herself like that.
Yeah.
Like, to let you know that she's tired.
Uh-huh.
Like, sometimes when I take her to my room,
mm-hmm.
she wants me to carry her. Once I carry her, you know, she'll put her head on my shoulder, and she falls asleep.
Yeah. She's really good.
Mm-hmm.
She's really good at that.
Yeah, I like it that little by little she can kind of tell you what she wants. If mm-hmm. she wants to eat or, you know, she wants to play or she's tired, you can tell right away.
Yeah.
So
it's been a joy.
Mm-hmm.
It's really been a joy. And I'm just grateful for, like I said, for everything to come, all the walking and hanging out with her. Like, I'm so excited. We're gonna have a lot of fun with her.
Yeah, once it warms up a bit, because it's been cold, you know. A little too cold to bring her out right now in California, but I'm excited too to get her out there, because she loves being outside, she loves the trees, she loves being in nature, and that's awesome.
Yeah, she loves looking outside, even like just looking at the sky.
Mm-hmm.
She
mm-hmm.
loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anywhere we go, she just has such a good time, huh? Smiling at all the strangers and stuff.
What happened is that she is really aware of her surroundings,
yeah.
you know, because
she's really observant too.
Mm-hmm.
She
likes to look at everything.
Oh yeah, she's super observant with her toys and everything.
Uh-huh.
Right now. Anyways, guys, I think we're gonna wrap it up and see you guys on the next one.
We just wanted to do a mini recap.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're gonna do a longer episode without her, but right now since she's here and she is a little tired, we just wanted to do a little recap for you guys. But we'll definitely be back with a full podcast with guests. We have very special guests lined up too,
mm-hmm.
that I know you guys are gonna be fucking excited for. But yeah, if you guys want to hear anything in specific, if you guys have any specific questions, like, I don't know, baby related or parent related or anything, hit us up.
Yeah,
grandma
comment.
Related.
Yeah.
Grandma related. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely like, comment, and let us know what you think and what you guys want. And season 2 is coming. It's back. You know,
coming
we're back.
Strong.
So thank you guys for listening.
Talking with us.
Yeah. You know, we appreciate you. And I hope you guys keep supporting us and showing us love, you know.
Yeah.
And thank you to everyone who's reached out through, you know, the happiest times and the worst times. Shout out to Miguel. Shout out to all my homies and homegirls who've reached out, you know.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
And just before we go, I just want to say, long live Frankie. We miss you.
Love you.
Love you.
All right, guys. Take care.